Kwame Buko is a young man from Ghana who came to Dortmund 6 years ago. He lives in a small apartment with his German girlfriend and two kids, three floors up a small side alley in the northern part of the city. He came here because he had this image of Germany and Europe as an opportunity for a better life.
Actually, I think if I come to Germany, if I have work, I'll get money and help my family. Or I can get money to build house in Africa or to make your own company or small company to get money and living good. That's what I was thinking.
As he talks about Ghana, about the people he left behind, he sometimes pauses, looks at his girlfriend intently, touching her arm. It's a small gesture that stays in the mind. Kwame has not been back to Ghana since he came to Germany 6 years ago. He doesn't think he'll return for a while. It's just too expensive, too difficult. Life in Germany wasn't as simple as he had imagined. Applying for jobs and housing was difficult. In Germany, every little detail needs to be double-checked. Now, even though he has a job and a home, he's still missing something.
It's difficult and painful to leave your family because it will give a lot of stress for your head. Sometimes something you are not prepared to do it, you have to do it. So it's very painful and hardly to leave your family. I think it's hard, but you don't have choice.
But he's still in contact with his family. Kwame relies on new technologies to keep in touch with them. The internet has made it much easier. Back in the day, he was lucky if he got to talk with people back home a few times a month. Now, with Facebook and Skype, there's nothing holding him back. However, some things are still difficult. For example, talking about the challenges of living in Europe.
So if you tell me, why don't go to Europe working, I'll tell you, why are you in Europe? If Europe is bad, come and stay with me. Because if I tell my friends Europe is hard, they will insult me because I'm in Europe. So they want to come.
There are a couple of reasons Kwame sees for why it's so hard to make people believe you. Coming to Europe is really expensive. Once you're there, even if you want to, you just don't have the money to come back to Africa. Not only is the trip itself very costly, but German bureaucracy itself isn't cheap to deal with. But that just doesn't click with people back home. They don't believe him. There's a reason for that, Kwame says. It's because they've been lied to.
They'll talk about if you come to Europe, you see big things. You see cars, Europe is this. The talk is too, like, luxurious. They go and stand in somebody's auto. They take these pictures. They shake to Africa and tell them, look at. And the people think these people are living because the time this boy, I think that person was in Africa, he don't have food to eat. He struggle. That's why I was talking. They are lying because they have to bring good photos.
A lot of people who came from Africa to Europe lie to their friends and family, Kwame says, because they find it impossible to tell it like it really is. There's a pressure there to present yourself in a certain way. Europe is a symbol of success, so if you go there, you have to be successful too. It's easier to say everything's nice here than to try and change what people believe already. Africans are convinced they know Europe. They see it every day, on their TVs, in their newspapers, and especially on the internet. Living in a place like Europe, you can't complain. After all, you made it. To Kwame, that is why talking won't make any difference.
So if they want to come, we try to help them come to Europe and see what is inside. That is better. The people will come to Europe, but they will go back to Africa because of the living. So I cannot tell them to stay back. They have to come.
To a university student from Accra who's just visiting Germany for a bit, life probably seems pretty easy. And then they come here to live, and nothing's easy. If there's work for them, it's often illegal. Even when it isn't, people don't earn much, so they're stuck. Admitting failure after working so hard to get to Europe can't be easy, so they power through and keep up the lies. The way Kwame talks about it, it's easy to feel like he regrets coming to Europe. He was a victim of those lies. You feel it in the intense way he talks about those who came before him.
These people are lying. It's over 30 years they lied to Africa. We have people in Germany 30 years, 35 years. It's a long time. They are still lying.
These people lie because it's hard to tell the truth when folks back home just want to have some place to look for, some promised land. Even if it doesn't exist, At least it gives you hope. Kwame and many young people like him are the result of that hope. They work hard to make the lie they have to live a reality. You can't help but admire that determination. For Kwame, his dream might not be a big house in Ghana anymore. For now, he just wants to go back to see his family again.